Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Carbo moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Carbo scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a pop-up towards short. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Rich Shiels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Shiels goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is hit by the pitch. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Randall moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Bill Lee now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randall moves to third. Heil moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall scores. Heil moves to third. Smalley moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carbo strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shiels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiles strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into right field. Scheil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Tom Johnson now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Rich Shiles. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Weiniger moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.